Service excellence is a top priority at Doctors Hospital. Part of our commitment to the community is to offer important information and education. That's why we're proud to present the Doctors Hospital Health News Podcast Series. Here's Melanie Cole.
A woman's health depends on a lot of factors. Every woman should make time for healthy habits, regular exercise, stress management, choosing the right foods, but she should also be scheduling routine health screenings so that potential problems can be spotted early. My guest today is Dr. Wulfrano Sanchez. He's an obstetrician gynecologist and a member of the medical staff at Doctors Hospital of Laredo. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sanchez. What do you think are the most important health screenings that a woman should see her gynecologist about every year?
Well, the most important thing is that any patient, once they start their sexual life, they need to have a complete gynecologic and complete examination every year. Otherwise, if they don't come, they will may have many diseases, you know, related to having sex or tumors related to the breast. That is one of the most often diagnoses, you know, in gynecology. We always do a mammogram or an examination of the breast, and that's the most important thing, actually, to have a breast examination, mammogram, and a gynecologic examination with a pap smear to rule out any infection, to rule out changes on the pap smear. So that's the main thing for any lady, you know, that needs to have an examination every day, every year.
So at what age should they start having their first annual pap smear, and at what age should they have their first annual mammogram?
Once a girl or lady starts having sex, let's say 14, 15, 16, 17, they need to have a pap smear. And at the same time, they have a we can make cultures for chlamydia and for gonorrhea. That's the main thing. Once they start having sex, the mammogram, we always do it to rule out also tumors. The most frequent tumor of the breast is fibroadenoma. That is a benign tumor. Initially, the examination is done, and if we found any tumor or anything, we may ask for a mammogram. But if there is nothing, we don't need to do a mammogram on a young lady. We just rule out benign tumors.
So tell us what's involved with a pap smear itself, because if a young girl goes in for her first one, it can be a little bit daunting. And are you also checking for the human papilloma virus as well as the pap smear?
Yes, it comes in the pap smear. It's a routine. The human papilloma virus, the gonorrhea, the HIV, the gonorrhea and chlamydia, it is a routine on the pap smear. It is on. All the pap smear always do the human papilloma virus.
Okay, so this is something that needs to be done every single year. And is there any point, because there has been some controversy about how often, and some say every 3 years if you are somebody who tests negative for the human papilloma virus. What do you say about that to women when they ask you?
Human papilloma virus is a virus that produces changes on the cells of the cervix, what we call dysplasia. So the papilloma, human papilloma virus, is getting by sexual contact with a man or a lady, you know, that has that disease. The disease in the man is not a disease. He's a carrier, but he doesn't know that he has human papilloma virus. Once he has sex with a girl or a lady, he may pass that papilloma virus to the cervix of the lady. And then it can produce changes in the cervical cells. Also, it can produce condyloma acuminata. Those are papillomas that came out around vagina or around the vulvar area. Those are papillomas. And we call it acuminata, condyloma acuminata. and they can be one, two, or they can be many. And those areas have to be removed with a cutlery. We remove all those things. They usually go away.
And what about self-breast exams? Do you advise women to check themselves every month?
Yes, we'll always recommend to, after they take a shower every month, sit down in the front of a mirror, and then with the right hand, examine the left breast, and with the left hand, examine the right breast around, and also the axilla, because the axilla, when they have a malignant tumor, they grow up lymph nodes. So those are the two things that we always are looking for when do an examination. We palpate all the breasts around the nipples, and around, all around. And we go up to the axilla because the breast has a tail that go up to the axilla. So the glandular tissue go up to the axilla. And whatever happens, if they have a tumor that is malignant, the lymph nodes become bigger. So that's why we always go up to the axilla. Many ladies have diagnosed their own tumors, many.
And what about bone density? As a woman becomes perimenopausal and she starts to go through this change, she's now at risk for osteoporosis. Yes, so what do you tell her about getting a bone density scan?
I think so. That's very important, because once a lady becomes menopause, she doesn't have no more estrogens or progesterone. And those hormones are good to fixate the calcium in the bones. So if a lady becomes menopause, we're supposed to have the first bone density, because the changes start once they become menopause. They don't have more estrogen, so the calcium is not fixated to the bones. So we have to have a baseline. And then we can repeat it every 2 to 3 years, depending on the changes. That's very recommended to have a bone density. Many ladies, they don't know. They don't, or many doctors don't do it, you know. By the time I see patients, they are 60 already, and they have severe osteoporosis. And they become, usually they have broken legs, broken hands, broken hips, you know. The wrist is major. Once they are menopause and start having those problems, we have to give some medications to fixate the calcium into the bone. So the trabecular tissue of the bone becomes a little bit more stronger. If they don't use it, they're going to have a broken leg or a broken hand.
And Dr. Sanchez, in summary, what would you like people to know about the importance of these yearly checkups for women and what you tell women every day about good nutrition, keeping track of their weight, self-breast exams, their yearly pap smears and pelvic exams, and their mammograms?
Okay. It's very important to do, especially in the menopause, to have a pap smear every year, because the changes can become positive in 1 year. And also, many ladies that are menopause, they become with atrophic vaginitis. So they start having some discharges, they start having some itching, and that is something that preoccupies a lot to the ladies, you know, because they have a lot of itching in her vulva or in vagina. And usually, if they have sexual relations still, it's going to hurt. So the best way to treat that is with vaginal estrogens, but in very low doses. Very low doses, usually biweekly only. And they can keep on having sex if they tolerate it, you know. But the changes always occur. The ovaries, they don't work anymore. So the vagina becomes very thin. We call it atrophic vaginitis. Even on the pap smear, they say atrophic changes that come from the cervix and the vagina. And that's why it's very important. If they don't come, they may develop that. Also, many of those ladies are diabetic. It's worse. They have a lot of vaginal infection because they are atrophic vaginitis. So I always have say, any lady needs a pap smear every year. Every lady needs a CA-125, that is the cancer antigen for ovary, CA-125 every year, because the ovaries may develop cancer. Also, even they are menopause. And the bone density, pap smear, bone density, and mammogram, and the CA-125, are the best lab works that we ask for. Every lady that comes for an annual checkup, we call it annual checkup. But we ask for symptoms first, and then we do a complete examination, a complete. So the annual checkup is very important to rule out cancer, to rule out atrophic vaginitis. Many times the menopause ladies, they need to take some estrogen because they are very symptomatic. And we have to give it estrogen by mouth or by cream or whatever, you know. But after the menopause is gone, all that they need is to have it and make sure that pap smear is normal, everything is normal, and the bone density is normal, so we don't have to worry anymore. Lately they can say that after 65 years, they only need every 2 years mammogram, every 2 years bone density. I think so. The CA-125 also, we can do it every 2 years. But the pap, we better do it because it changes a lot.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sanchez, for being with us today. It's really great information for women to hear. You're listening to Doctors Hospital Health News with Doctors Hospital of Laredo. For more information, please visit iChooseDoctorsHospital.com. That's iChooseDoctorsHospital.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Doctors Hospital of Laredo. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Doctors Hospital of Laredo is directly or indirectly owned by a partnership that includes physician owners, including certain members of the hospital medical staff. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.